Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. Today is February 15th, 2015. My name is Ron Eich. You can call me Ronnie. And I'm so excited to be talking with you all today. I want to thank all the people that have made this show successful and have helped me to continue to move forward. If you're listening now or if you're listening later on playback, I would like to thank you all for helping me. Because I really feel like this show reaches people, and with the meditations that I do as well. By the way, the meditations are now on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. If you're on my Facebook page, you can check that out. There will be a meditation today towards the end of the show. If you're new to the show, on Saturdays I do angel readings, so you can call in and do angel readings with me. Sundays is where we talk about different spiritual topics or things that spiritual topics. We've talked about ascension so far, sacred geometry, and there's lots of exciting things coming up. Next week, I'm going to be talking about Atlantis and Lemuria, ancient lands like Avalon. It's going to be really exciting. I'm going to talk about this again towards the end of the show, but I got all these ideas written down. So a little bit about myself, too. I am an angel intuitive. I am also a certified angel card reader. I am a Reiki practitioner, teacher, healer, basically jack of all trades. You name it, I've done it. So I'm really a major part of my soul purpose is to assist you, to assist humanity, and that's why I do these shows. So I want to, if you would like to find out more information about myself, check out my website. It's www.ascensionmagic.com, and you can also like the Facebook page on there as well. And if you'd like to keep up with new episodes, I invite you to click the follow button on Blog Talk Radio and you can keep up with newer episodes. So today's topic is vibrations, energy, and really the power of a name. I've been wanting to do this show for a while. I was sitting out in nature and just communicating with the angels and asking what would be a good topic to talk about, you know, because I want to come up with a topic that's going to be interesting and meaningful, because there's so many radio shows out there and there's so much information out there. And I got this idea to do this show about the power of your words, the power of and the power of intention, really, because each word has a particular vibration to it and your intention is really what's important behind it. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the show today, and then we will end the show with a meditation to try to help you connect with your guardian angels, to help you connect with your spirit name. We're going to talk about that today, and to leave everybody feeling peaceful. So before I start the show, too, I ask that the angels come forth, and any information that needs to come forth for anybody listening comes forth, and that everyone who listens live or on rebroadcast receives a blessing. Because I'm an angel card reader, I always like to use the cards to get an idea of what to talk about. And I have this deck of cards called the Ascended Masters cards, and I use these a lot. And each card is a particular enlightened being, like Jesus and so on. And a card that came out for us is Moses. And the card actually says, take charge of the situation. Now, this card is perfect for our show for today because I'm talking about manifestation, the power of your intention, and Moses was an excellent manifester, magical magician, you know, the story of him parting the Red Seas. Even on the picture, you can see he's got the staff, and he's commanding the water to part for himself. And this card is speaking to your ability to manifest, to take charge, and to do so with intention and be the leaders that we are, because we are the ones that the world's been waiting for. We are the ones that's going to make this world the world that we want it to be. And in order to do that, it comes from being heart-centered and having clear, crystal clear intention. And Jesus talked about this as well. You know, you just have that crystal clear clarity. That's what it's all about. Now, when I was thinking about what to talk about for the show yesterday, I wrote down some things, and one thing that popped into my head, you may have heard from, I think it's from Romeo and Juliet, but Shakespeare said, "A rose by any other name would smell just as sweet." I'm sure you've heard that quote before. I think it's interesting. You know, you smell a rose, and a rose is going to smell the same. Does it matter if we call it a rose? Could I easily have called it, you know, cookie pie or, you know, chakalaka or something silly? I know that sounds ridiculous, but is it the name that matters? Or does it not matter? Or is it really about what we focus on? And that's kind of my point, is that our souls, before we are incarnated, our soul is just, we're all God. We're all connected to God. And, you know, we're nameless, in a sense, because we're all part of God. But as we incarnate and we have these ideas, these beliefs about who we are, it creates an energy. It creates an energetic imprint. And that energetic imprint is largely associated with our name. We're multidimensional beings. We live on all these different dimensions. And each particular incarnation of ourselves, past lives, future lives, has a name behind it. So you can think of your name as being the energetic imprint that describes your essence for this particular time period. Not your true essence, not your soul, so to speak, but the person that you are, the person that you are claiming to be. So here's a prime example. If you've been in a relationship with somebody that was not so good and you got married and you changed your name, if you're a woman, so maybe you changed your name, that last name that you've changed to is energetically imprinted on yourself for that particular time in your life. The family, all the energy with the family, the DNA, everything's associated with that particular name. Now, if you change your name back to your birth name, you might find that you feel different. Some psychics use this ability. There's psychic friends that I know, in order to tap into their psychic abilities, they ask for your name. And they tap into the collective unconscious of everything, focus on your name, and feel the vibration that's associated with that name. Some people change their names because they just feel like, well, you know, this name just doesn't feel right for me. It's just not, it's not mine, it doesn't feel right. And that brings up the concept called spirit name. Like, some people believe that we have what's called a spirit name. And I can't say either way whether that's true. My personal belief is that in spirit, in true spirit, we don't have a male or female, we don't have a name, we're just true spirit. But as we create parts of ourselves, that is the part that has a name. So when I think of spirit name, I think of like our higher selves, not the true essence of our soul, but like our higher selves. And we're gonna talk about that a little later on in the show. I'm going to try to get us to connect with that as well. So it's just interesting to think about that if you do psychic work or if you're trying to connect with things, you can always connect with the power of the name because all the energy is associated with that name. It's the intention. If you're a healer, you might know what Reiki is. Reiki uses symbols. And my personal belief, I think the symbols have power, but it's not the symbol itself. It's the intention behind it. And so many of us collectively believe that one particular symbol has this energy, that is the energy that it has. It's all about intention and the collective unconscious that we believe. And that's interesting. And, you know, there's lots of scientific studies out there now that are talking about the power of words and the energy behind words. One of these scientists, and he just recently passed away, his name is Dr. Masaru Emoto, and he's a Japanese man, and he did studies with water. And the famous study goes, he had bottles of distilled water, and he put labels on these bottles, some words. Some of them said love. Some of them said, you know, joy. Another one said, you know, I hate you. I want to kill you. And all, you know, I know that sounds terrible, but like his idea was that he wanted to see what would happen if these bottles were left out overnight, what would happen to the properties of the water. So he left them out, and then he took the water and put it under a type of microscope that looks at the crystalline structure of the water. I'm not sure if he froze the water in order to crystallize it, but the concept's the same. What he found, though, was that the ones that had the words like love and peace and beauty had these wonderful, beautiful heart patterns and snowflake patterns, and the ones that said like hate and I want to kill you and all these things were this black and dark and just horrible looking kind of images. And what's really interesting about it is that if you think of the fact that a large percent of our bodies is water, you know, say 60 to 80% of our body is water, if our thoughts can do that to a distilled bottle of water, what do our thoughts do to us? What do our thoughts do to our bodies, you know? We have tape players that are playing in the back of our brain constantly, subconscious programming, collective programming of what our society has told us, parental teachers that have told us things, and past life memories. And really, right now in this time period, it's about being conscious, being aware of what you're thinking about. And if you listen to my show before, I talk about this thing called, it's like the delete key on your keyboard. Anytime you catch yourself thinking about a thought that you don't like, you just click the delete key and you say, you know, click, cancel, delete. I don't want to think about that thought. And what you find is the more you focus on what you want and what you truly desire, that is what you attract to yourself. And there's a lot of my lightworker friends, and I know we all have wonderful, we're all beautiful people and beautiful intentions, but sometimes we can focus on the bad that's in the world. And that's our purpose. I totally understand that. But if that's what we consume ourselves with, that's the kind of world that we immerse ourselves in, and it makes it hard to detach from that. It's all about that's not all about detachment, but it's all about finding the balance is what I'm trying to say. You know, we want to bring light to the dark, but we don't want to be so consumed in the dark that that's all we see and that's all we attract ourselves with. So I just want to point that out there as some of us might want to be just a little more conscious of what we're thinking, because it's so easy to fall into that trap, especially now. This energy is intense right now. It's intense, and we are creating almost instantaneously. You think a thought, poof, it creates. So you think to yourself, you know, oh, I have no abilities, or oh, well, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and the world's this dark and scary place, and that's instantly the world that we create. There's infinite worlds. Did you know that? There's infinite parallel realities. And whatever world you want to live in is the one that you think about. If you want to live in a world that's full of light and full of peace and everyone's happy, then that's where we have to focus our thoughts on. Okay? And that's my point. So just be aware of that. Okay? You know, many philosophers, we've all heard the term, I think, therefore I am. I want to say that was Descartes, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, the guy who did the Cartesian coordinate plane, I think, therefore I am. And there's been so many philosophers that have said that as well. But what I think is kind of cool, I wrote this down, it says, nothing truly matters unless thinking makes it so. Nothing truly matters. That's sort of enlightening, but yet it's scary at the same time. What do you mean, nothing really matters unless thinking makes it so? The point is that we all are creators, and we all create anything that we desire because we're created in the image and likeness of God. And if I want something to be important to me and I think about it, that's what I'm going to focus on. And it's individually and it's collectively as well. So when you find yourself in a situation where something doesn't go your way, and it's frustrating for you or you feel guilty, remember, you have the power to let that go at any moment in time. You can choose whether you want to hold on to that pain or let it go and move on to something else. That is your choice to do that. You're the only one that's creating that for yourself. And it's really about just being conscious as we all awaken to that. Okay, I want to sing this little mini song to you right now because I've been guided to do this. I don't know how many of you guys have seen the musical Rent, but Rent is really kind of about the artistic community, but really just living in the moment and creating from the moment. And there's a song, I'm just going to sing you the first little verse. It goes, there is no future, there is no past. Thank God this moment's not the last. There's only us, there's only this. Forget, regret, or life is yours to miss. No other road, no other way, no day but today. So I needed to sing that to you because singing brings my spirit joy. Singing brings your spirit joy. And the point is there's no moment but right now. You have the ability to make your life whatever you want it to be. Now, some resources out there that I want to point out, there's a book, and everybody knows it as her as the queen of affirmations, Louise Hay, called You Can Heal Your Life. And it's a really simple, easy-to-read book about the power of your words and affirmations to create the world that you wish to have. Another book that's a little more spiritual, this started my spiritual journey, it's called Conversations with God. And Conversations with God is a three-part series. I think many of us light workers out there would benefit from reading these books right now at this point in time, if you haven't already, because it talks about how we can create our reality and we're on all these different earths and vibrations, and it gives tools and tips on what advanced societies look like from other planets and how we can create that, how we can be a part of that. Okay, so you might find that I kind of go all over the place when I speak. It's the angels coming through saying, hey, talk about this, talk about that. Now, I want to also talk to you about the power of focused intentions. I'm telling you, your thoughts create your reality. Believe me, they do. But collective consciousness is where this gets really interesting. Maybe you've heard this, that when one or more are gathered in my name, many miracles can happen. Okay, we need to start collectively gathering more as lightworkers. And I was clearly guided that I need to do shows where we do guided meditations as massive guided meditations for all of us, every single one of us that is listening together on what we feel is important and the kind of world that we wish to have. There's a study that was formed. Now, this is scientific evidence. In Washington, D.C., okay, it was a two-month study. This was in 1993, where a group of people got together and said, we are going to meditate and focus on reducing the crime in Washington, D.C. Okay? Violent crime was at an all-time high, and Washington, D.C. was one of those places where crime was very high. So the prediction, they actually predicted, actually, that the crime would go down by 20%. That was their intention, and we're going to talk about that. The intention. Their intention was that they would reduce crime by 20%. Now, this was ridiculed by the chief of police, who said, the only thing that's going to decrease crime by 20% is going to be 20 inches of snow. But what was found in the end, in fact, the decrease was 23%. From crime in Washington, D.C. And you can find this, too, online if you just search Washington, D.C. meditation crime reduction. I'm actually reading this from the World Peace Group website. And it's actually scientifically based. There's statistical probabilities showing that the chance and variation was that the p-value is less than 0.000002. So if that means anything to you. But this is scientific evidence collectively showing us this. What's also interesting, if you want to talk about scientific evidence, quantum physics, for my nerdy people like me out there, is showing that when you get down to the smallest particle, the charge of that particle is determined by the observer. So if I look at it and I say, oh, I want this to be negative, poof, it's negative. If I say, oh, I want it to be positive, oh, it's positive. So So, I mean, that's kind of hard to understand, and it's a little not as maybe easy to understand as some of these other studies are, but there's so much evidence out there, and there's a lot that I'm not even saying to you right now, to show that your thoughts, in fact, do create your reality. But what it really comes down to is your intention. Remember how I said at the beginning of the show, a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet? Is it the fact that we call it a rose, or is it that my intention is this rose smells so sweet? Ah, rose. What is it that creates it, right? If you look at, I can look at somebody and I could say, I hate you, right? I could say those words, and they have a meaning behind it. Or I could look at you with my full intention, with my heart, like just like putting out fireballs at you. I hate you, right? What's going to be more intense? The fireballs being thrown at you with, you know, your heart coming at somebody with, you know, intense pressure and anger, or just the word itself? The word has a vibration, no doubt. But the intention is what's really creating. And what's interesting is that I'm getting all these confirmations about this. My friend, she's starting a crystal business, which I'm excited about. I believe she's going to call it the Healing Intention. Or Healing Intentions, I could get that wrong, but it's almost like her collective, her consciousness tapped into my consciousness, and we shared that thought about intention. It is all about intention. If you've ever read Wayne Dyer does this whole thing called, you know, the power of intention. It's all about intention. Now, we're going to do a little experiment. Well, I call it an experiment, but it's more like a lesson, I guess. And you can pause this at any point moment if you like. You can listen to it again. But for this exercise, you're going to need a partner. So if you don't have a partner, that's fine. You can listen later. But you'll need a partner. And what you want to do is you want to get your partner to hold their hands up, okay? And this person's going to hold their hands up, and you're going to try to take your arms, and you're going to pull their hands down. So basically, the person's going to fight you, and you're going to try to take their hands and push them down. Does that make sense? It's like if I'm the one that's holding my hands up, I'm going to focus really hard on keeping my hands up as hard as I can to try to fight you from pushing my hands down. Okay? Think of it like that. But that's the first part. So that's how this exercise is going to go. But there's two parts to it. Okay? The first time you do it, I want you to think about something, the person holding your hands up, I want you to think about something so incredibly beautiful and loving, like, you know, your grandmother that you just love, and you let that love in your heart. And watch what's going to happen is that person that's going to try to pull your arms down is not going to be able to do it, because you're going to be full of strength from the love that's in your heart. Now, on the flip side of that, you try this exercise again, and I want you to think the person holding your arms up, think about something that made you angry, someone that makes you angry, something that really lowers your vibration, something really, right? And what you're going to find is that you're going to become weak, and that person's going to just take your arms down, foop, in a second, because it's going to lower your vibration. And this is something that I've tried myself personally. When I went through Reiki training and massage training, my instructor taught us this, to show us the power of your intention and the energy that's created by your own thoughts so quickly, and how it affects your body, right? It's about becoming aware. So I want you to think about that delete key on your keyboard. Anytime you get that thought that you don't want, delete. See you later. I'm deleting this file off my computer. Your brain's the main computer. It's like, see you later. Okay? Try this study, and I'm really interested, well, I call it a study, this exercise. I'm interested to hear from you and what happened when you did it, and how you felt and what results you had. Also, you can duplicate the water study. I've seen people do this with rice as well. You can go on YouTube and look this up. I've seen a study where someone made rice, and you can put labels on the rice and have different words. Like, you can put a word on there that says beauty and love, and one on there that says hate, and one that says, or whatever you want to put on there. And they just leave it out. Don't even look at it. Now, it's more powerful, too, I would say, if you looked at it and thought that word, But you don't have to. You can just put it in your cabinet. And what they almost find every single time I watch the studies on YouTube, and these are just regular people like you and me doing these scientific studies, they find that the rice that has the negative vibration, so to speak, or the lower lower vibrating words, what we would consider that, they turn moldy and gross much faster than the other rice does. It's so interesting to think about, because we've become unconscious in our culture. We really have, and it's time for us to awaken and to remember how powerful we really are. And the angels are telling me to tell you that, remember what I said, nothing truly matters unless thinking makes it so. Nothing truly matters and thinking makes it so. You can make anything matter if you want. You can let it go in that instant if you choose to. You have that right to do that. It's your power. It's your free will. But make time to connect with people who are like-minded too, because we can create what's called a mastermind. When enough of us think the same thing, like the Washington, D.C. study, miracles are going to happen. Miracles are going to happen. And the angels are more than willing to assist, but you have to ask. I mean, they're always there, but when you ask, it's like a permission slip. They come closer to you, and they help you. And your higher self is there too. And I wrote this down too. It says, there is no heaven, there is no hell, there is no beginning, there is no end, there is only now. That's kind of scary. It's all what we make it. Do you get what I'm saying to you? It's like heaven and hell and all these concepts and good and dark and light. We've created all this so we can experience the divine. So whatever world that we are wanting to make, let's make it happen. Whatever you want in your life, make it happen. Okay? Heaven on earth, heaven is what we make it. You know, we oftentimes think of heaven as like the reward. That's what religions teach. But heaven, we are already experiencing heaven. We are just creating the opposite of that because we have not become self-aware. And that's what we're becoming. We're becoming self-aware. Okay, so I talked about things I want to talk about. I want to talk about this thing called a spirit name. A spirit name. I think I talked about that earlier in the show, but many people believe that you have a spirit name. So I'm going to do a meditation with you to try to help you connect with your name. Maybe you felt like your name doesn't fit you, doesn't belong to you. Like, well, this isn't my name. There's got to be something else behind it. I want to do a meditation with you on that and have you try to connect with that. Okay? And any messages that come forth from the angels as well about this show that you would like, that they would like to come forth, we're going to do that. Okay? So I will put on some music, and I invite you, wherever you are, to just find a comfortable place to relax and be still. Okay? Okay, so many of us are connecting right now, and I ask that all of us that are listening, join hands in one beautiful circle of love. In the center of this circle is a bright white star that's coming from our hearts. We're all adding energy into this white star in the center, and this star is rising up way up high, shining down on all of us. Now, this star is flying around the universe and connected to the truth of everything. This star contains all wisdom, all knowledge, all information. Open up your heart now and feel it open like a rose petal, rose flower opening, beautiful. As we all join hands, we're all connected now, feeling our hearts so beautiful. allowing all of our lightworker friends to be here around this circle as one, joining in, raising the vibration even higher than it's been. Climbing the spiral staircase to infinity, bringing blessings into the future. We together have created the new earth. It's here now. And anything we want the future to be like, it is here now. Bring it forth to reality. As we all sit here gathered, we ask for the violet flame of transformation to come forth, transmute anything in our lower selves that needs to be transmuted. Anything in the past earth, anything from our past, anything in our family, our friends, our DNA, being transmuted. Feel the angels near you now. They're right on your shoulders, whispering in your ear, telling you what is your spirit name. Ask the angels, angels, what is my true spirit name? Angels, what is my true spirit name? Angels, what is my spirit name? You will feel this vibration connecting you, the truth of who you are. Any information that we need at this moment to assist us and guide us on our journey is coming forth. We have our arms wrapped around Mother Earth. We are holding it and we are protecting her. Healing. Guiding. Loving. Anything we need to let go of and release from our past, easily just let it go. Drop like armor. Drop, drop, drop. Drop the armor. We're so free. The dark has left the planet. It's another reality. And like the flower of life, we have moved to another petal, to a new reality. And I see a great pillar of light entering all our bodies, opening up all our chakras, connecting us, moving us forth into this new reality. And if there is a name or a vibration that is not serving you, let it go. And any words that have affected you, people, let that go. It's all about intention. What do we intend right now? Hold that intention, both in the past and the present. Let all the intentions, what we always have intended, come forth. Feel how peaceful you feel now as you float down the river, relaxing, knowing that you're free, that you are loved. All is well. Tell yourself that right now. All is well. I am safe. I am love. I am light. I am joy. I am peace. I am divine, lovable, loved, beautiful, living my truth. Now it's time be to clean up our mess, anything that we've dropped. Let's ask the angels to lift it up and take it to a dimension and be transformed into love. From our reality, from our bodies, our minds and souls, this new place. There's a field of flowers that we're dancing and connecting with love. I love these meditations because they flow from me. They come from a really deep place. And you may see different things, but I kept seeing, when I was talking about the spiral of all of us with the white star, it was really intense. And I keep seeing us moving towards the future. It's like we're moving to this place, and we're bringing it here now. And our hearts are open. All of our hearts are open more than ever. And I know that this is, see, time is an illusion. And maybe you felt what I felt, that I kept seeing our mistakes from the past. We were sending love to the past and thus affecting the present and the future because it's an endless cycle. Now is only what's happening, but past, present, future, all these things are happening right now. So as we send love to our past, we send it to the present and the future and so on, but it's all about what we focus on in the present. And we, I know that sounds confusing, but remember that you can create anything you wish right now. I would love to hear what came through for you, what names came through, what you were seeing, what you were feeling and knowing, because that helps other people as well. So on the Facebook page, I hope that you can come forth and share that information with us, because that sounds really exciting. Now, I'm not having a show next week, next Saturday or Sunday. I'm taking a break. I need a break, guys. But I'm guided to start doing shows about healing. We're going to have healing month. It's called Month of Healing. Yeah. And these show ideas were so crystal clear to me that I'm going to have a show about chakras and clearing your chakras, a show about the benefits of plants and the herbs, the different plants that are there out there, a show about our DNA, activating our DNA, a show about crystals, a show about the different types of angels, what different kinds of angels are out there, a show about the different realms. If you study Doreen Virtue, you know that there's incarnated leprechauns and incarnated fairies and incarnated extraterrestrials. We'll talk about that. I want to do a show about connecting with nature. My next show, though, I'm guided the next Sunday show to talk about Atlantis, Lemuria, and these ancient lands that really are existing simultaneously with us right now. We brought forth the ancient memories, and I have a Lemurian crystal. I'm going to talk about this on my crystal show. And also on my crystal show, too, I'm going to have some guest speakers talk to you and help you connect with some crystals. There's some guest speakers coming up. I'm also going to have a show about free energy. Sounds exciting. But going back to Atlantis and Lemuria, these places are real. They're in our collective subconscious. There's even civilizations before that. Many of us existed on a parallel from other planets and other realities, and we're nearing the end of our cycle, so to speak. We're volunteers, many of us. We're here to make our difference. We're here for that. But the next show is going to be about Atlantis, Lemuria, also Avalon, the ancient mystical land of Avalon, with, you know, Merlin and all these kinds of magical things. So I would love it if you could tell me, share your information with me, what you have, and any ideas you have for shows that you would like to talk about, definitely, definitely give me that information, because that's what I'm here. I'm collectively here. Also, coming in the near future, I want to talk to you guys about this. In the next couple of months, I'm going to have a booth in San Francisco at the Gay Pride, the after party. There's going to be a booth there, and I'm going to be doing readings there for you, sharing my teachings with you. So that's coming up in the next couple of months. The YouTube channel is up now, where these shows are going to be there. These meditations are there already. So if you want to go back and listen to these meditations, those are there. So there's great things in line, in store for all of us. And just keep moving forward with what your dreams are. Remember your intentions. What are you intending for yourself? What do you wish to happen? okay? I think also sacred geometry needs to come back again. I'm going to talk about sacred geometry and do the sacred geometry readings with you again. I thought that was really exciting. And the animal show, too. I want to do animal readings with you because this is information that benefits us all. And it's exciting, and it's beautiful. Excuse me. I'm going to end the show here in just a minute, but I want to thank everybody for your contributions, because even if you weren't able to listen live, you're listening on rebroadcast, your energy was here in the meditation. I felt all of you, and we are the ones that's going to make the difference in this world. So keep on doing what you do. Keep on shining your light. Know that I love you, and all of us are going to do this. We are going to make this world the world we want. Okay, so as we end, again, I want to invite you to check out the website, www.ascensionmagic.com. Also, there's a community of lightworkers called Lightworkers and Empath Support on Facebook, and many of my friends are there. You can find my friends there, and you can be a part of this community. So I invite you to check that out. Follow the show on Blog Talk Radio if you haven't done that already. Keep up with the new updates. But thank you from my heart for what you do. Okay, remember, all is well, all is well, and we're going to end with some love. This is me singing. If you didn't know that, this is me singing, this is me singing, so here it comes.